everybody. Here we are, another night on BBS Radio. And today is Wednesday. We're on station one. And today's date is March 25th, 2015. So let's release some energies from everybody if they've had traumas or situations going on in their lives or your life. So here we go. Maybe somebody had something and they slimed you with it. They called you up and said something or talked to you. Or maybe you read something in the paper or wherever which upsets you. So let's try to release the energy now for that one particular specific incident. So here we go. Releasing it now. Think of it. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy, somebody has something out there. And again, one, two, three, four, five, and one, two, three, four, five. There we go. So let's bring in now energies to get you more in the present moment. So do the Be Here Now clearing. And I'll use the word stronger to increase it to get you more into the present moment. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do light beam energy. So if you have three light beams up, each one will have three light beams in the picture, totaling nine. And what we're going to do is bring in male energies tonight in all three. So here we go. First light beam. One, two, three, four, five. And second light beam. One, two, three, four, five. And third light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann, see what's cooking and going on. And this weekend, this Sunday, is our last eight-hour call for this month here on the alien critter removal, which is your body rejuvenation call. So back to you, Ann.
Hi, everyone, and hi, Ron. We're so happy to have you back from the New York City Expo that was this past weekend. If you're a new listener, you may even have just met Ron this weekend, and if so, welcome. Ron has a wonderful website. It's creationlightship.com. So if you haven't yet, please check that out as soon as you can. There are many free healings there. There's a lot of information, and as well as all the wonderful clearings, whole life clearings that Ron has given to us to clear ourselves, the emotional body. If you met Ron, I'm sure you heard him recommend you get the emotional body done. It's only $5 for every year of your life, and you'll want to be doing that as soon as you can since you have found Creation Lightship and reconnected with Source. So congratulations for that. And I know it's been a few days already, Ron. Do you remember much about the expo? Are there things you'd like to share with us?
Well, the decloning of people was very interesting. So it's always a lot of fun to watch people become human before your eyes. And the light chamber was nice, very, very nice. And just meeting a lot of nice people in New York. It's each coast has a different energy to it. So it's a little more peaceful on on the East Coast. I don't know. I guess I would say there's maybe, if comparing the two, maybe a little more hard energy on the East Coast as compared to the West Coast. It's just different. But anyway, the expo was nice. Had a lot of fun. Met a lot of new people we saw, and had two workshops and two lectures. So I believe we have one of the my Saturday lecture is on YouTube now, I believe. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard that it was up. And anyway, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Well, one longtime listener and someone who has always been very supportive of getting the word out about Creation Lightship, Ed, who calls himself Mr. Oxygen, and he has, I believe, a website and definitely a blog where he writes things. And he has already posted your lectures on YouTube. I'm sure they'll end up on your channel, Ron, as well, but I don't think they're there yet, at Ron Amatron on YouTube. but Ed's is Mr. just MR Oxygen on YouTube, and he's already placed, I understand you did 4 different lectures this weekend, and he's already put a few of them on, I think 3 of them, he said. And he also wrote in to say he enjoyed the expo, enjoyed, of course, talking to you and spending time with you, Ron. And he witnessed many amazing source energy healings with people being just amazed with the results. An example, one woman had a painful leg problem for years, had tried everything, and the problem was gone instantly. Ron took away all timelines upon which cloned replicas of her had the pains that were repeatedly coming to her on this timeline. Even if she healed it here, it would return to her. So in other words, if she went to something medical, I guess, or to different healers, she probably would have things feel better, but then it would just come back because of the cloned replicas. Do you want to expand on that, Ron? I don't know if you remember the person that Ed is talking about.
Yeah, so the clone replicas and the timeline crashers are both pretty similar. If we were to write a page up on either one of those, it'd probably be 99% the same, but they are different energy. So we had timeline crashing, I believe, in the lectures along with clone replicas. And the clone replicas, normally what happens is if you have a condition of whatever it is, you replicate it, and you get switched out every 10 minutes. And naturally, the next replica of you is going to, in a sense, mimic your present situation from the one before. And that's why it's so hard to get rid of stuff, because they keep putting on the energy over and over and over again. And then when you do timeline crashes, that also gets rid of you as a replica, we'll say, because you are copy and pasted. And, you know, you're on multiple timelines with that same situation. So, like I said, they're both very, very similar. They're different the way the energy works, but trying to explain it, it would probably sound the same on each definition. But, yes, that happens quite often. I think the lady had a knee problem, for what I can recall, and her knees were hurting a lot. And after doing either the clone replica or timeline crashers, maybe even both, the pain went away, got released from her. Remember, because they're not being experienced any longer. Remember, they have to take, you know, your condition and replicate it. So if we keep crashing enough timelines and or getting rid of replicas, then all of a sudden, you know, at some point you're healed. The physical body may not have that condition, but everything else that they created, you know, copy and pasting you with the condition is what gets copy and pasted to you. So once you get rid of all this stuff, then what's left is the real you, and the real you is probably whole and complete and perfect. And so that's kind of what happens, is that once you get rid of all this fictitious you, we'll say, then when the real you pops in, then you can't copy and paste a problem because there's no more problem to be copy and pasted, and the real you comes in without it. And that's sort of the best way to describe it. So, yeah, a lot of people have had, you know, aches and pains leave them or even some type of conditions, or maybe they, you know, had something going on where they maybe had a headache or they felt a dent in their head or something, you know, from an accident, and all of a sudden, you know, you get bring in the real you, and it's gone. So remember that you're just being copy and pasted with whatever problem condition you have. So by doing timeline crashes and along with replica releases, and all of a sudden, you know, you become real. That's the way it works. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Before we move on from this, I misspoke slightly, and I just want to be clear to everyone listening. Ed's YouTube is Mr. Oxygen 1, with the numeral 1 at the end. So that's MR OXYGEN, and then the number 1. And he said that he put up, he did a little description. When we originally leave our one true life of light and being spirit-based and come into our hearts on earth to experience these lesser multiple lives, we are dumbed down, trapped here, and therefore need to break out of the programming and relearn what we already know deep inside is true. And so I guess that's, he's summarizing a little bit of what you talked about in your lectures. And thank you so much for that, Ed. And I look forward to seeing those, Ron. That's great. And when you go into the light chamber, Ron sets up a chamber at these expos, and there's another one coming up in April outside of San Francisco in a city called San Mateo in California. So if you can get to that expo, if you're on the West Coast, that would be great. And Ron sets up a light chamber where you can experience source energy, and you request a healing. When you do that, Ron, should you say, please remove any clone replicas that have the same problem or timeline crashes? Do we need to communicate that to the light beings?
Probably not that. Just a condition that you're dealing with. Because remember, they're also taking the real you as a blueprint on the light ship, and working with that also, along with you that's here. So your original template gets kind of like reinstalled in you again. So basically, you know, just indicating a situation that you're dealing with is all that's needed.
Okay, wonderful. So there are a lot more fully human people walking around in New York, right? The people that came, you took the clones out and made them human, I would assume, like you did in Los Angeles, right?
Yes. I think each time we did that on all of the different lectures that I had, I believe.
I just want to say also, I forgot to say this at the beginning, we would love to hear from anyone who was at the expo, especially new people with any questions. Don't hold back, because Ron always has, even if it's a question that's been asked 1,000 times, he has always something to add, and it's always illuminating. So you can send an email anytime to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's CLS, short for Creation Lightship. We would love to hear from you. Now, so Ron, you have explained that as a protection for humans on this planet, the Earth Spirit created 108 energetic bodies that hold energy so that we don't, I guess, explode or certainly, you know, die. And one of them, and the most important one to clear, is the emotional body. We have a mental body, and there are a lot of them. And a big one that you've often said a lot of people need cleared is the fear body. So we have a testimonial from someone about the fear body clearing. I ran the whole life fear clearing and enjoyed the freedom and release. Then, as my life moved on, I saw that I would activate fear again. I would feel it in my body, have an adrenaline surge, and my muscles contract. Now, after that clearing, I do not allow myself to be sick, in pain, or be a shut-in. I stop and ask myself why I feel that way. Is it from my past? And if I have a memory, and I know I'm grateful for this now because I know exactly what to clear. I've learned to tell myself the thing I'm afraid of will not actually kill me, though my body believes it as it tries to protect me with those fight or flight responses. Thank you so much for the fear body clearing. Anything you want to add to that, Ron?
Yeah, I guess I'll do a sample of the fear body.
Okay.
So here we go, everybody. Think of one of your fears that you may have, or a past fear. Maybe when you were younger, you actually saw things in your room, and you knew they came out of a closet or something, or from underneath your bed. and you know, this is pretty factual for a lot of people. They saw things, and then as you get older, you don't see them any longer. You think they're gone, but maybe you have that fear left over, and it is a valid fear because it's probably real. Or maybe you have a fear of just something in general, driving too close to the side of the road, or you know, maybe you're afraid of having your car stolen, so you frantically make sure you have your keys not in the ignition when you leave it, or you make sure your doors are locked and you check them four times or something. But everybody has certain fears that, you know, kind of is keeping them in fear and keeping them from living maybe a better life because the fear takes over. So whatever you can think of right now, I'll release that one particular situation. And here we go. So think of it now. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll do that one over again for some people who need a little bit extra energy there. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do an anxiety clearing because kind of anxiety normally pops up with fear. So here we go. If you're anxious about something, release that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We know from listening to you, and probably even people that just found Creation Lightship know that the most important thing for us is to keep our spirits in our bodies and our energy with us. So we have an interesting question from a listener. Hi, Ron. How can one recall one's spirit from long-gone material matter, such as cut nails, cut hair, discarded clothes, surgery removals, etc.? Is it enough to command it to come back, or is there a clearing that would work for that? Thank you.
Normally, commanding it back to you would be enough because you're going to be having that thought normally of what happened to you. And so your thought, which would be in mind energy, would connect to your spirit in mind energy and bring it back here. Remember, the mind energy is keeping it held somewhere on a timeline because timelines are mind energy. So if you had a situation where maybe you had an operation and you know, maybe they did something, removed something, and may not be around anymore. Maybe, you know, that part could be burned up, possibly. But your spirit can still be around, so you may just call it back. Could even be on the outside of you, waiting to come in for you to invite it back into yourself. So just you could ask your spirit to maybe, in a sense, leave. Well, let's just say that you leave half of your spirit in your body of what you have and have it stretch itself out so that it's going to cover all bases. And maybe have the other half of you, or even, you know, maybe 10% of you, whatever seems to work for you. I probably wouldn't go down below half. And then have that part of you go out and as you have your thoughts of where you may be or what you put your spirit energy into, have that your spirit go out and find it and bring it back to you. So that you could do, because it's going to recognize that. And you're not bringing in stuff by, you know, something posing as your spirit to come back into you. Your spirit will resonate to itself and find it and come back. But it needs to kind of know where to look. Remember, it's a part of light, and light sees everything as perfect. So you want to use that mind energy to kind of direct it. You know, like you got your hair cut, a few weeks ago. Well, then maybe your spirit energy is still in your hair. So just think of that time when you were cutting your hair on that timeline. And when your hair now probably falls to the ground, then have your spirit come and pick up its part of its spirit, your spirit, part of itself, and have it brought back to you. So that you could do yourself. Back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful thing to know, to add into all the terrific tools you've given us to keep ourselves whole and present. Okay, we have some really great real-life issues people are dealing with, and they are hoping to get some guidance from you, Ron. Hi, Ron. I was wondering if you could do a clearing for engagement. They mean marital engagement, because I've been doing several clearings for the past few months to find someone that I can be with. that I connect with, but all the men I met so far give me the same answer: I'm not ready to get married. Also, if anyone else has any suggestions for me, I appreciate it. Any help is welcome. Thank you.
Well, that kind of switches over a little bit to like wanting to get a new car, you know. This may not be politically correct, but, you know, like if you see a new car and you really would like to have a new car, so maybe this person wants to have a permanent relationship. So, you know, you want to, with the car anyway, just go up and find that car and touch it and see what it's giving you. So, you know, maybe you won't have to buy the car. Maybe the person is lonely or something, wanted to have a relationship, or for whatever, you know, whatever reason it is. So, you know, first find out why you want the relationship, because that could possibly draw the complete opposite to you. Remember, everything works with cause and effect. So you're better off to go into a relationship with peace than it would be being very needy, wanting somebody in your life. You know, so kind of always look at that. So, you know, you may use another example to kind of look at the situation a little differently, so you're not deeply involved with trying to find somebody, you know, in your life. Just kind of take it sideways a little bit and put it towards something else and see, you know, what the situation might be. So it just sounds like you're desperately wanting to get married. You know, maybe you want to have children. It sounds like it's a female, I guess. And or maybe you're tired of being alone or whatever. But as you go into a relationship with that much neediness, we'll say, if that's what it is, then remember, you're probably on the very far side of the scale of balance. And so that will draw to you the complete opposite. So just be very careful, because you want to go into something where the pendulum is not going to swing from one far extreme to the other. So find out, you know, why you want to be married. Okay, that's what it sounds like, why you want to get married. And what does it mean to you? Maybe it's a program that you're running. Maybe your parents wanted you to get married, and maybe they're no longer living. And so now you have the guilt about not being married. You know, it's different things can happen. You can be having your buttons pushed and being programmed by someone else's thoughts, even if they're not living. So look at that and, you know, find out why the reason is that you want to do something. As this is true with any kind of situation. So always look at it and see what you're getting out of it. And then from there, see if you really need it or not. Maybe just having somebody in your life that would be a male that would marry you might be much better, because then you're both free to express who you are. So just remember, if you're that needy and you want to be engaged and everybody doesn't want to commit, well, you know, maybe you're just, you know, too needy at this particular time, and maybe you're scaring them away from you. So we'll just see if we have any other comments. I don't want to sound like one of those people trying to analyze you or anything, you know. But, you know, remember, you know, the pendulum swings, so you're dealing with cause and effect energies. So it's much better to go into a relationship in the neutral zone rather than going from one far extreme to the other. You know, remember, the love energy turns into hate energy, we'll say. Or another way of saying it, maybe love turns into divorce. And then you deal with all that anger and upsettingness and everything else that the divorce could bring you. And I'm sure people out there have been divorced, and it was first love and bliss and everything else, and it goes the other direction. So, you know, you want to be at peace, not necessarily in love. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And after people have cleared out a little bit, done the emotional healing and maybe a few other creation lightship healings, Ron offers 4-in-1 clearing. And one part of that is to reunite you momentarily or briefly with your twin flame. Enron has stated that, and many people have concurred, that it eliminates a lot of loneliness in your life. So that's something that, you know, if you're starting to do some of the healings and get cleared out, you might want to contact Ron, you know, maybe after the next expo and set up. That's a clearing that he does live one-on-one with people. And it's really wonderful and helpful. And I was wondering, too, Ron, since we mentioned loneliness, may we have a sample of the loneliness clearing for people listening?
Yes, there we go, loneliness. So think of a time that you were lonely. Or maybe loneliness could mean maybe you had, it could kind of be like abandonment. Maybe you had a cat or a dog when you were growing up, and you like seeing it all the time, and then, you know, the animal died, and now you feel lonely because you lost something. So let's do a clearing just for loneliness now. So here we go, or even a person in your life. So loneliness clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, for people that have maybe extreme loneliness, we'll do another one here. So here we go, loneliness clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll just see how that works for people. In fact, I'll do one for, I'll do one kind of the opposite. Maybe you had more recently, we'll just say, maybe you had a dog or cat and you had a, you moved to an apartment and they didn't allow pets and you had to give your animal away. And, or maybe it got lost or something and now it's lonely and you can feel an energetic cord from your pet or animal and it's lonely. And it's causing you a lot of sadness. So let's release that energy here. And we'll do a healing for the pet or animal that's feeling lonely because you're not with it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's heavy. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, here's another question, also very sort of practical for this person. Whenever I try to transition out of the current industry I work in, every time it pulls me back, either with more money or I get busier. My question is, can you be corded to a certain industry like you could be corded to your living space? I have tried to take action to transition out, but each time it pulls me back. What else can I do?
That's very good. Yeah, you might look at what else you could do. It's possible maybe the money is the motivation for what you're doing. And maybe you have a program running to keep you at that, you know, having that money come in. And the only way to get that much money is for that job. And you haven't looked elsewhere to get out of that particular line of work to make more money somewhere else. So your body loves having this money and could be connected that way to the money. So maybe a money issue more than a job issue. So you could be corded to the job. You could be corded to the grid line, we'll say the gray line where you're working. Maybe you live in a certain area that only deals with that. Let's just say that you live in California and there's Silicon Valley and that's all they deal with there is, you know, with types of you know, electronic manufacturing and things. That could be possible. Maybe you're living in a town that you maybe used to have steel mills. You know, years and years ago, and they were productive, but now they're not, but you just can't leave that job. And maybe for some reason, maybe you turned into a security guard on a vacant building only because you like to be around the steel mills, and you can't leave that. So maybe the energy itself of those particular types of businesses is holding you where you have to be. because your body is comfortable with that energy. Remember, your body can not like something, too. It could be allergic to life. So where it is now, it could like it, and it feels that it's going to be dying if it goes someplace else. And all these are programs. You know, we talked about the grid lines before, how that connects to your feet and keeps you in one place. So it's very possible that the other one could be a mind control program, and maybe your boss or somebody, the firm that you work for, is doing a psychic attack on you, you know, keeping you held at your job because they like your performance of the way you work. So you may want to look at that aspect, too, and that you can't get away because they want you to be there. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, fascinating, Ron. I'd love to hear more, you know, from this person and see if they're able to, you know, make some changes. And it's great that they're doing the healings because that's where the answer is. Did you mention the billboard clearing at that time? That might be helpful.
The billboard could help you.
Right.
And so could the self-empowerment, because that self-empowerment clearing might trigger something that you know nothing about and release something so you're able to get out of, you know, the mind loop of having that particular job or something. The billboard you may want to do if you're looking for another job, because that can, you know, kind of like maybe catapult you into something else. Because it will, you put down where you are now, which wherever you are now, you don't like your job, maybe, or you don't like what you're doing, so, but you're there, and then you put down where you want to be. And just see if that helps you, maybe make it a lead for another job somewhere else or a different type of job. So, yeah, and maybe the stress is motivating you. Maybe your job is causing a lot of stress, and you don't like it, but the pay is good. So you may want to do a stress clearing. You know, all different things can happen that's kind of strange that you don't know anything about why you're being held into a pattern. You have to kind of sample different things. That's why I said do the self-empowerment clearing, because it has a lot of different clearings in there, which one of them might be the one to, you know, uproot you little bit so you can look at yourself and go, oh, that's why I'm here. So back to you.
Okay, interesting, Ron. Thank you. Okay, next question. Hi, Ron. Do you know about targeted individuals? Why are they being stalked and targeted? What type of clearing can help stop what's happening?
Oh, boy, I don't know about that, being targeted. I don't know what to say on that one. You know, that I could go into the curses, you know, energy. You know, you got to remember the answer's in the question. So look at the person who wrote in. Remember, the answer's in the question. So look at that really deeply.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's helpful. And also, I'm not 100% sure of this, but it sounds like the person might be talking about other people. And you've told us all along, but you've recently been really strong, stressing that we need to be selfish and clear ourselves and only worry about ourselves and not the other people in our lives, not be worrying about what's going on in their lives, and just introduce them to Creation Lightship, and everyone can do healings because plenty of them are free. So there's really no reason that you couldn't do them.
And I think the person may want to do an emotional clearing if they feel targeted too. You know, because maybe some buttons being pushed on the emotions of that.
Yes.
So, you know. And if you don't find the clearing online, then you can always go to the special clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing. And the special one normally is, I put it up for physical conditions, but I guess life is physical here, so whatever you want to use, that's not online, just go in there and create your own healing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, here's an interesting question. It seems that my son's teachers experience him differently from me. They say he's eager to read and loves his book. It's books at school, but when he comes home, he thinks they are boring. Also, despite him going to the nurse's office twice a week or so, the teachers say that he is happy and that he has, I guess, good energy.
I'd say do a space clearing at home. Maybe there's a situation at home that makes the child be a little bit more upset or something. So that's what I would do, a space clearing at home.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. And they're not saying, you know, how old the child is. I would add to just ask them, you know, talk to them and tell them, why do you seem happy in one place and not happy in the other? It might be an interesting thing. Okay, so someone is asking a question, but they want it for Friday, so I'm not going to read their question. But I just wanted to share with people, because a lot of people have this issue of being upset that they're seeing numbers, pairs of numbers. And there are, Ron has taught us that means the aliens are connecting to us that way. So there's a clearing Ron has called the natal barcode that you can clear that on. And there's the alien keyword intercept, which is a free healing. So you can put all the numbers on there. But I wanted to just add that if you have Google Chrome, I found a clock, HTML5 analog clock, and it doesn't even have numbers on it. It's just dots. It's just large dots, excuse me, for the hours and smaller dots for the minutes, and the two hands go around. So you can get rid of the digital clock on your computer. You can cover your clock on your car dashboard and any other clocks that are around you, you know, and certainly an analog clock is better. So
you might even try. You might even try the satellite clearing, because remember, they're being transmitted to you that way, and maybe even the grid line clearing. So remember, there's something that's working with you. Remember, you're the puppet. So how are they controlling you? Are they controlling you through your feet, through the grid lines, or are they controlling you from the beyondo? Somehow you're being controlled. And, you know, the very last part of being controlled is to see what time it is. So they're making you physically go to where there's a digital clock so you can validate that you're under the control medium. So, you know, kind of be creative with that one. And, you know, it could be, you know, the earth courting clearing could do it. You might even try, just for the heck of it, I don't talk about this that much, but we have that alien blood barcode clearing. And remember, the blood goes through your whole body. Maybe that might help out. I can't say if it would or not, but the alien blood barcode clearing could be used for a lot of things, too, that's dealing with the unknown.
What about that nanotechnology, Ron, which I just know feels really good? I'm not even sure what that is, but that's something that runs through our bodies as well, isn't it? And it's
yeah, that would be too. Yeah, that's how
alien
they
energy.
Have. Yeah, you have stuff already stored inside of you, and things are probably also coming to you that could be stored. But mainly, it's like, you know, you have a catalyst, so you already have it in you, and then the atmosphere, the air you're breathing, activates these little nanobites, and all of a sudden now you're doing things that you never knew that you could do or wanted to do, or you're being controlled through these nanobites, and it could have been in you for, you know, 500 years in your genetics. So that's how things tend to happen here.
Right. Whatever they are, I just know it feels good to get rid of them, and maybe that would help someone with these number issues.
Mm-hmm. That'd be possible. And some people somehow are picked on more than others. And it's hard to say how and why. I would say the people that, you know more about being under attack or having things happen to them that's kind of unexplainable, very possibly their parents had it done to them too, and then your grandparents. So they're just checking you out because you're, you know, undown, you know, the family line. If you have children, they may be checked out also. So just the way that they can you sample your genetics to see how they can change something and check you out some other day to see if their program that they used on you worked or some kind of experimentation. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have a couple of people who are listening who commented live about what we've been talking about. Someone said, could our jobs, I guess referring to the person that wants to leave the field they're in, could our jobs be part of the soul family energy?
Yeah, it could be. And also maybe you have a handler controlling you and they won't let you go, you know? So who's your handler? Do you have a handler? Is there always somebody that pops up or checks you out, you know? So look at that. Hopefully nobody has one, but they do exist. So remember, the handler is somebody who keeps tabs on you. Back to you.
Okay, and someone commented on the person that hopes to get married. Would one get the energies from others that have no understanding what is happening to them? That's one of the reasons I have decided not to marry. So what I believe they mean is, you know, do you want to join your energy or, you know, be around so in a close way to someone who's not cleared off?
Yeah, I think most people listening would not want to engage with someone who isn't cleared off, you know? Like when I mentioned earlier, when I maybe had only 1% men listening to me, all I had was women, basically, and they would send me emails and say, gee, Ron, I did my emotional clearing, and you know, I'm getting more distant from my husband, and I want to get a divorce. That was said quite a few times, and even at expos to me, I just can't stand my husband any longer. And so now that we have more men, men are doing clearings and probably also doing their wife, too, maybe, and really going together side by side, and that's wonderful. So, yeah, you know, it's very possible that a person who wants to get married, who I believe was a female, maybe they're too cleaned out and the men are afraid of you because you're out of judgment. So you have to find somebody who's willing to want to get their emotions cleared. Plus, why would you want to bring in baggage into your life and take away your clearing? Because it'll invalidate what you've done in the past. So maybe they're doing you a big favor. So back to you.
Okay. I was thinking before we got into the next topic, Ron, maybe we could have a sample clearing. Maybe just a sample of the emotional body or the mental body would be nice.
Okay, so to think of an emotional situation, and here we go. Well, in fact, let's just think of the first time that you went on a date. Imagine all of you were probably pretty scared or nervous, you know. So either sex would be the same way, I would guess. So all of a sudden, you know, this person comes to your house, maybe, and if you're the woman and if you're a man and you're able to pick up the girl, you know, the parents look at you like, what are you going to do to my daughter tonight, you know? Or something, or are you the one that's going to be marrying my daughter, you know, and they give you that fish-eyed look or something, you know, or whatever, or, you know, you're just full of anxiety, but not on your first date. So let's release that first date anxiety, whatever that is for you. So here we go. So releasing the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so we'll assume that you went with this person for a while, and naturally, you know, you broke up at some point, so now you have that heartache energy, and maybe even anger for whatever the situation was. So either way, clear that. So think of that one person, and it could be sad for you right now, too. So here we go. So we're going to release that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you could be bringing this theme of your life, whatever happened to you from that first relationship, throughout your whole life, through all your partners that you've had, and it could even be in your current relationship now. So you may want to, you know, do an emotional clearing on that, if this has affected you greatly. And then also I would do timeline crashes, because if you feel sad now, you also felt sad back then, or angry or whatever, whatever happened to you, depression or whatever. So do a lot of timeline, maybe 1,000 timeline crashes on this situation. So, and that'll give you some relief if you're feeling kind of funky now. Get in there and do those clearings. And you can default the timer to 5 minutes on the timeline crashes and probably put up maybe 4 screens up to be, pretty safe. You could do more, but I think most people could probably handle 4 and crash the same situation, what you're dealing with. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. One of your many wonderful free healings you've given us is the alien-generated holographic reality disconnection. That's a big, big mouthful. Basically, pretty much everything we see on this earth is a hologram. And you can go into there and put your name in it and get what's near you cleared away. And I recently heard a testimonial about that, Ron, actually, and I wanted to mention, someone has another question, but that they really feel that they're getting glimpses every once in a while of what the earth is supposed to look like, clean and pristine and more like a rainforest.
Very good.
So, yeah, that's a real outcome of running that healing, and this person's running that healing all the time.
That's great. Yeah, that's for us to try to get the earth back the way it's supposed to be. To get rid of these holograms here. So that's great. I'm very happy that you're doing that.
Yes. And thank you for the healing. I am also running it all the time, and I hope that it's working. So someone wants to understand more about the hologram. So the question is, the machine that makes the hologram on Earth, is there more than one machine that creates the Earth hologram? I don't know if you know about that, Ron.
I would guess there's probably more than one machine, yes. To be honest, so I'm sure there's many of them. So, like I said, when they replicate you, each alien race has to have that technology to do that. So they all could have a different holographic machine doing this process.
Wow. Okay. So there's lots of them working it, and they're all busy.
They're very busy.
Yeah, that's a shame. Okay, you have a wonderful, all your healings are wonderful, but you have a wonderful collection of healings called the Body Jumpstart. And we have a question about that. Can the Body Jumpstart be used for animals and pets? My husband and I have this package at the moment, and I wonder if I could use it for my cats also, especially for one who is very ill. And if so, how much would that cost?
Just do the cat for free. So if you already have it, just do the cat. So yeah, no problem whatsoever. Just add the cat in there.
That's very nice of you, Ron.
Yourself. Yeah, because pets and animals, they normally take on our stuff. It's real sad when, one of them gets close to death or something, but, they do come in to show us what peace energy is and what joy is, and they'll normally take on different things. So not to guilt anybody, but that's kind of what happens, So it's and they sometimes pick certain key days to die, too. The dark side does that for them, so. To kind of spoil your event, like if you had a favorite dog and it got sick or something, it might die on Christmas, or some day after your anniversary day or something. So the happiness that you normally have now is full of sadness because of losing, a dear friend or dear pet or something. So but they do that. They like to get all the drama and trauma off of you that they possibly can. But yeah, by all means, put your animals and pets in for free on that clearing if you get it yourself. And I would definitely run it on them if you have it. It definitely can't hurt.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Ron. And that just prompted me a little. May we have a sample of the grief clearing?
Okay, so here we go. Think of a situation that caused you grief. So releasing that energy now. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So, boy, it's almost like one of those sadness clearings. So anyway, back to you.
That was a big one, huh, Ron? We're getting close to the end of the show already. It feels like we've been on 5 minutes to me. Does it feel to you like most of us are present and accounted for listening? Is everybody on the CLS Now timeline?
It feels like probably 95% of the people are, yes. So it feels good to me.
That's good. So thank you very much for saying that people can put their pets into the body jump start. I'm sure, I hope the woman who wrote that in is listening. I think she listens a lot, so hopefully she got that. Okay, so I would say we probably have time for one more question. Can you talk about, you talked about people who take the fault or the blame on themselves all the time. He'd like to hear more about what you think about this subject. My situation is like this. I always feel like it's my fault when something happens, even if it has nothing to do with me. And also, people who I love the most seem to leave me or reject me for no reason. They say I'm being fake, but I don't really understand how and why.
Well, I would probably do something like a martyr clearing, maybe do the special clearing or something that relates to that. It feels like, you know, sometimes the timelines aren't exactly eye to eye, or you could be on a timeline yourself that's not interfacing completely with other people on your timeline. Much like when we do the magnetic twisted body clearing. So maybe you're a little out of sync on the timeline that you're living on. I would think the Be Here Now would help, but that'll put you into the now timeline. But if you're on a timeline that you're not connected to it properly, that could cause you all kinds of problems. I don't know what to say, what clearing to do on it, but that's what I'm saying, is you may be a little bit off on the timeline. So you're not making your connections, and by not making your connections, maybe you can't find a job, people aren't connecting with you, you feel like you're, you know, beating to a different drum or something, you know, living life that way, out of sync. So I don't know, what ideas do you have, Ann?
Well, I thought of, first of all, the billboard clearing again popped into my head, since the person has people looking at them in a certain way.
Maybe it's the empathic energy too that the people are having toward them, or the person is emitting something.
Right. And so, I think that if you've done healings and the people around you have not, you are going to look different to them, and they don't really know what to do with that or what to make of you.
Yeah, very different. They may see you being kind of strange because you're not playing with their energies that they're emitting, trying to get energy from you. So maybe because they're not stealing your energy, you may look weird to them. So that might be good. Just do the shrink wrap and maybe walk away, Renee, and see what happens. So
yeah.
It looks like our show is about getting over here, so I'll do the mind-to-heart drop. For the new people, this you want to do maybe a few times a day, maybe half a dozen or so, but you must say it out loud. It's just very simple. You want to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. That's what you want to say out loud. You can whisper it and then count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and that should be enough to do the whole process. So here we go. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, so when you're in your heart center, there's no thoughts because source energy cannot judge anything, so there's no vocabulary. And, you know, you're peaceful. So do this all that you can, maybe six times a day or more, and tell all your friends about it, and maybe you start a new thing going out there to be heart-centered. So thank you. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, BBS. We'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Night all.